You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Question time. Have you been to the movies this summer? And if the answer's no, you're not alone. Summer box office numbers have been in decline this year as the studios roll out a lot of franchise remakes and sequels, like the new version of The Mummy.
Am I dead?
You are alive because of what you brought on that plane.
Or the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates had infected the seas for generations, so I vowed to eliminate them all.
Bad reviews probably aren't helping draw domestic audiences, though these movies are doing okay overseas. Over at The Atlantic, David Sims writes that Hollywood does not necessarily have a sequel problem, more of a bad movie problem. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So why are so many movies doing poorly in terms of their domestic box office this summer? I mean, is it just because they're bad?
The simplest way to put it is they're bad. But I think if you think of Hollywood as an entity that, you know, responds to market forces and tries to sort of interpret trends in terms of, like, what it's seeing in the box office, what movies are doing well, what movies are not doing so well. It's like studios have started to ignore a lot of the traditional metrics there for the last couple of years. And they're giving us sequels that, like, by all accounts, you know, audiences, certainly audiences in America, are not that excited for. So, you know, we're getting like a fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. We're getting a fifth Transformers movie. We're getting a lot of these kind of desperate plays just to sort of like keep a brand going. Even though the previous sequel in each of these franchises had already been like sort of a down sequel, you know, had not really been a hit with audiences.
Yeah, so why make them?
The excuse has always been in recent years that the international money is good, you know. So even if, say, Pirates 5 doesn't make even make back its huge budget in America, it doesn't matter because, you know, it does great internationally. It does great in China. It does great in Europe. Like, the worldwide box office total, which even, like, 10, 15 years ago wasn't really something a studio would worry about that much, now that's how you get these movies to make their money back. They, you know, you roll them out globally all at once, and you sort of score this giant take in your first 3 days around the world to justify, like, the expense of these productions, which is considerable.
Well, I guess this leads me to the question that, does it matter if Americans go to the movies if, say, people in China are going to the movies?
I feel like that is the sort of nihilistic answer to all of this right now. But it feels like sort of a short-term bet to me. Like, You can't be a studio that's, you know, an American studio that, obviously, you're making a product for a global market, but you can't exactly say that your biggest market, America, is kind of beside the point for you. You know, I mean, Hollywood's domination of the worldwide box office is not some guaranteed thing, and nor is it probably going to last forever. Like, you have studios in China that are becoming, you know, bigger and much more adept at mounting these kind of productions and making movies for their audiences that are, you know, a lot better received than, say, a Transformers 5. And, you know, in the short term, yeah, maybe you can cover your losses just by making these big franchises and sort of keeping them going as long as possible. But that doesn't strike me as a strategy that's sort of going to sustain cinema.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the U.S. box office, and you've written about this, you know, Get Out, which did not cost a lot of money to make, was very profitable here.
Yeah, you've got a lot of movies this year, especially, that bet on good directors, bet on people with interesting ideas, bet on scripts that have a lot of potential, you know, movies that don't have to cost upwards of $200 million just to make them. Forget marketing of them. You just, you know, you have to spend hundreds of millions just to make the things. And a movie like Get Out, which only cost a few million dollars, suddenly can earn you a giant profit.
So let's say you have the ear of the studio heads in America. What would you tell them to do?
Well, it's interesting because one of the problems, I think, is that there's one studio in America that has made a big bet on franchises that has worked, and that's Disney. It's got the Marvel movies, it's got the Pixar movies, and it's doing these remakes
of Star Wars now.
And it's got Star Wars. And so I think a lot of the other studios, your Universal, which is trying to mount this Dark Universe and franchise that's sort of based around horror movies. They tried that with The Mummy this year. They're looking at that and they're thinking, well, maybe we should try to do that too. But my advice to a lot of these studios would be, like, look at a movie like Get Out. Look at a movie like Split, which was another Universal movie that did very well this year on very little money. You know, look at sort of genre films, horror films, action films, romances, teen movies. Like, people still like to go see these movies in the theaters if they're good. People respond to good movies. You've got studios out here complaining that critics are negatively influencing the sort of box office totals of some of these bigger flops, like Baywatch, for example. But, you know, on the flip side, if you're saying critics have any influence at all, then there's a lot to be gained if you sort of make a little more of a bet on quality.
Well, so does that mean that, you know, the summer blockbuster as we know it is a thing of the past?
I mean, not at all. Because, again, you look at the top 10, I think, of 2017. You know, right at the top there, you've got movies like Wonder Woman. You have Guardians of the Galaxy 2. You have The Fate of the Furious. Those are films that are doing great. Obviously, audiences want them. It's not like there's no room for a big-budget sort of blockbuster in Hollywood, especially in the summertime. The problem is, those used to be exciting tentpoles, and the best ones would rise to the top. But now, like, every week, there are two of these things, basically, in theaters that audiences have to pick from, and very little else. Like, It's not so much the blockbuster is the problem, it's the lack of variety that I think audiences are starting to get tired of.
David Sims is a senior editor at The Atlantic, where he covers culture. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.